The desert outside Tennant Creek, deep in the Northern Territory, is earmarked to be the site of what could be the world's largest solar farm. Billionaires Mike Cannon-Brookes and Andrew Twiggy Forrest have raised tens of millions of dollars for the giant solar farm that would supply power to Singapore and Darwin. The Mayor of Barkly Regional Council, Steve Edgington, says there's a positive mood in the area following the investments.
Not only the solar farm, but opportunities out on the eastern side of the Barkly when it comes to further exploration, looking for gold, etc. out there. That's on top of the Barkly regional deal. So there's a lot of excitement, a lot of positivity around at the moment.
Company Sun Cable is behind the approximately $20 billion development, what they call the Australia-Singapore Power Link. David Griffin is the CEO of Sun Cable and he joins us tonight. David, welcome.
Hi, Patricia. Thank you.
If successful, what would this development look like?
Well, it will be, if it was built today, it will be the largest solar farm in the world and the largest battery storage facility in the world as well, connecting and supplying power to Darwin and Singapore via the longest HVDC link in the world. So there's a few firsts there.
How significant is the backing of these billionaires, Cannon-Brookes and Twiggy Forrest, to the project?
It's really crucial for success of the project. I've developed a lot of solar and wind farms, and this project is so much more complex, and the development capital required is considerably more than a conventional project. We really needed shareholders that have that share the vision for what will be the first of many HVDC intercontinental connections to facilitate massive renewable energy developments, and their their own personal histories and expertise in building great things from scratch.
And so, some of the electricity generated would be consumed in Darwin, but the bulk would be exported to Singapore. Why Singapore?
Great governance, good a good set of rules in terms of the way the electricity market operates. They have, like just about every electricity market in the world, they are constantly attempting to balance the need to supply reliable power at an effective cost and ensuring it's clean. And that is an ongoing, never-ending challenge. At the moment, there is a very heavy reliance on gas and on LNG in particular, which provides an opportunity for us to come in at a lower price to provide that reliable and clean electricity.
What do you need to see now to make this project go ahead?
We have a long development process ahead of us. We're not actually targeting to commence construction until the end of 2023. Still have all of the various environmental approval processes to pass through. We're still discussing offtake with the potential buyers of the electricity. Probably the most complex element of the project, though, is the design optimisation. We know all the various components of the project work, the HVDC side, the voltage source converters, the solar farm, the battery, but actually designing the system so that each one of those components stitches together in the most optimal way and delivers the lowest levelised cost of energy, that's the critical challenge, and that will actually take years to complete that process.
David, thanks for coming on.
No worries. Thank you, Patricia.
David Griffin is the CEO of Sun Cable.